Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good, Michael. Thank you. Yes, how are you?
Very well indeed. Been trying to sniff out some winners down here at Flemington, but I can't get to all the venues, which is where your eagle eye comes into play, because some interesting jump outs, and it sounds like there's a fair bit of confidence moving forward from some of the black bookers this week. Let's kick things off with the Flemington jump outs last week, and who has caught your eye?
Yeah, he too. A couple of unraced, well-bred two-year-olds caught the eye there. They hit the line together. One was Spinning, a $200,000 yearling there. He's owned by Jerry Ryan in the Jayco Caravan Colours. So look for him to go round. That's trained by the Hayes and Davenig combination. And in second was Ostracised, the son of Divine Prophet, trained by Team Hawks. He loomed up strongly in second under a quiet ride. And I thought they were both they both showed a bit of class there. The time was good for the heat, so I think they're worth following.
All right, there's a couple there to mark down in the black book. What else from Flemington caught your eye?
Well, there was one yesterday. Michael actually jumped out last Friday in Michigan, trained by Mike Moroney, but he stepped out of Bendigo, so we won't go any further there. Anyone following us on the tweets there, pick that one up. That was Michigan.
You can text us earlier, you realise that, or tweet it out to us. We're more than happy to accept things before a Thursday.
Michael, just quickly, you know, I drove to Bendigo yesterday. Talk about the pitfalls of trials and jump outs. I drove to Bendigo yesterday to back a horse who, upon arriving at the course, I found out it was the wrong horse listed in the jump out. So, not a great start.
Oh, really? Do you know what the actual horse is now?
Yeah, Zorro's Dream, and he won the following race.
Did you find that out before it ran?
I did, yeah.
Oh, well, it wasn't a total disaster. All right,
no,
well,
it wasn't.
You're on fire, regaling all of the listeners with your wonderful day at Bendigo yesterday. Let's try and continue that for the weekend. What about at Cranbourne?
Yeah, heat three. Rumbled Again is an unraced three-year-old filly trained by Michael Trotter. And, it's a daughter of Knight of Thunder, and Michael's found a good one here, where it's produced a visually impressive win, having just a second career jump out. She settled at the rear, and before making a 400-metre run, she picked up the entire field, so she did it all on her own terms, and she looks to have good ability. So time was around average for the morning, but the way she did it was very impressive. I think she can be followed.
All right. In Heat 5, we've got a couple of the open class sprinters. Jungle Edge still going around, and Hal Vorson, how did they go?
Yeah, Mickey Bell's keeping Jungle Edge sticking over here. He got his favoured rain affected back conditions there, and he just led. He was pushed out late. Coming off his back with a strong finish was Hal Vorson for the Griffith, the Cox team. He was cuddled for the most part in the heat. He looked to be going better than Jungle Edge on the line there, with the former having a bit of race fitness. So Hal Vorson did jump out similarly last preparation and didn't quite measure up. So not sure where he's at, but a couple of nice jump outs there.
And you think Luke Oliver's got a nice horse to follow?
He certainly has, Michael. A lone hero in Heat 9. He's been one of the star performers at the jump outs the past month. You couldn't miss him. He's building up to a strong showing upon resumption. He tracked wide path in the heat. He won his heat by 5 lengths in good time under a quiet ride. So he was very impressive, and I think he'll be getting the chocolates wherever he sits out.
All right, there's a big red mark next to a lone hero, as there is Gimme Parr, who looked impressive at the Pakenham jump outs.
Yeah, he's a smart two-year-old with a Peter Moody stable there in heat 6. He tipped out after a debut run in the Talendur Stakes, where she ran second to Ingratiating. That turned out to be really good form and returned with a very soft jump out win here, coming from off the speed over the 850 metres. Eased down late. She'll be breaking her maiden status shortly.
All right, and then we round things out with a few from the Mornington jump outs.
Yeah, Anthony and Sam Friedman took a nice team there yesterday in Heat 1. I thought Bedford went very well, the 7-year-old. He hasn't been seen for 31 weeks, but he trialled up nicely at Cranbourne recently. And then he was given a little bit more rein over a mile here, and he really sprinted quickly to win his heat there. And he looks to have progressed nicely. I think he can make a winning return to the racetrack soon.
All right, specials. We're a Friday night special this weekend. There's a couple you like at Cranbourne.
Yeah, there really is. Race 2 at number 5, Super Speed, owned by the Hayes Davenig stable as the next Kiwi. Not very big, Michael, but a real pocket rocket. I went and had a look at its trial last night in New Zealand. We'll try and get Mickey Veeran's thoughts. It beat On the Bubble in a trial over there, just quite easily. On the Bubbles is one of the premier two-year-olds in New Zealand this season. So, not very big, as I said, but we'll go forward there. Jamie Carr takes a ride, looks hard to beat. And in race eight, another of Jamie Carr's mounts, race eight, number eight, Hard Press, has been trialling very well for the Tom Nicklick stable there at Cranbourne. 1,000 metres again. I think that horse will go forward and, again, looks hard to beat.
Okay, so race eight, number eight, Hard Press, is a $4 chance. And, gee, the market hasn't missed. The punters have not missed this first starter from the Hayes Camp, ex-Kiwi, Super Thief. Opened up 650. It's now into 290.
Wow. Well, I didn't get any of that, Michael.
Well, for those lucky shoppers that did, you'll be having your fingers crossed tomorrow night. Who wins the showdown?
The showdown. What's the showdown?
Caulfield on Saturday. Do you think Starry Legend will run out 1,200?
Oh, yeah, yes, he would. He would, Michael, he would. And that stable's flying at the moment. John Sandler, very hard to beat.
Good on you, Glenn. The trial file's doing amazing things. Good punting over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers.